Shalom to all. Today's officer Yerushalmi Chalot Av Zayin. We are starting Vav Amud Beis about four lines up from the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah. Im Shrishu Kadam LaOmer HaOmer Matiron. And the Vilna Sura stuff is all the way at the end of Dalet Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basir Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And so Mishnah told us that if grain took root before the Omer is matir this grain, even though all it did was take root and wasn't fully ripened. Same with Machlok about this. Rabbi Yonah Amar Kadam Lava. Rabbi Yonah says it has to take root before the Omer is brought, and then the Omer is matir it. Rabbi Yosi Omer Kadam Laktsira. Rabbi Yosi tells us it has to take root before the Omer is cut, which is even before it's brought, and only then the Omer is matir it. Now Rabbi Yonah further clarifies, Hava Mataris Lava, Ktsira Mataris Laktsira. Literally translated, this means bringing is matir bringing, and Ktsira is matir Ktsira. In other words, cutting the Omer allows one to cut Chadash, one's not allowed to even cut it before the Omer is cut, and the subsequent bringing of the Omer allows one to eat Chadash. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yonah, even if it took root before the Omer was brought, but after it was cut, even though cutting this grain wasn't matired by the cutting of the Omer, again, because it only took root after the Omer was cut, its eating was matired by the bringing of the Omer. Zion went off on top, now we clarify Rabbi Yosi tells us, Ktsira matiris hava uketsira. Ketsira matiris bringing and ketsira. According to Rabbi Yosi, simply cutting the Omer allows Chadash not only to be cut, but even to be eaten. And Lafum Kane, because of this, Rabbi Yosi asked the following question, Katzal Rabim, let's say it was cut for the public, which means the Karban Omer was cut already, and that matirs everyone's Chadash even to be eaten, but then Vinitma, the Karban Omer became Tameh, Chazar HaYachad Liusurai, do we say that all the individuals that had already cut their Chadash and want to eat it now have to revert back to the original Isser of not being allowed to eat it because the Karban Omer became Tameh, and now we're going to have to do a new Ketsira? I wouldn't have an answer to this question. Now, the Gemara brings the totally opposite version of these two different opinions. Rabbi Yonah says, Kaidim l'ktsira, that as long as it took root before Ketsira so'aymer, now it's permitted. Whereas Rabbi Yosi who says, Kaidim lava, as long as it took root before the bring of the Omer, then it's permitted. And now in this new version, Rabbi Yonah says, Milsay the Kahana Messiahli. The following member of Kahana is a raya for me. The Kahana Amar Kahana says, quoting the following pasuk, talking about the Omer, the im takr minchas bikurim l'Hashem, and when you bring the minchas bikurim for Hashem. Now what does this tell us? Zu bechira, v'acheres lo bechira. The grain that's being spoken about in the pasuk that's referring to the Karban Omer is being called bikurim, meaning that's fully ripened, inferring that there are other things that are not fully ripened, and those things are matured by the bringing of the Omer, again, because that's what the pasuk's talking about. Now, hagatzmacha, think about it for yourself. Afilu asavim, we could even be referring to something that's just in its grass stage, so it's grown very little, and afilu ashrasha, we could even be referring to something that simply took root. Ha'omer bo matir. The Omer comes along and is matir all of these things, because again, the pasuk's telling us that whatever is being brought as the Karban Omer, that has to be bikurim, or bechira, fully ripened, but all the things that are being matured by the Omer don't have to be fully ripened, even though they're only in the root stage. And v'loy kadem l'ktsira nankaimen, isn't the pasuk also talking about before ketsira so'aymer and not before hava so'aymer? Why would that be? Well, because one of the words used in the pasuk is karmel, which is a combination of the two words kar male, a full pillow, meaning it's fully ripe. The hainu, it wasn't yet cut. You see clearly from this pasuk that anything that ripened before the cutting of the Omer is matured by that. And we continue, v'ad menada, we have another raya for Rabbi Yonah from the following. Detani, we have a brayso, menachash b'shlosh asar, someone who's weeding on the 13th of Nisan, menital shakelch biyadai, and he accidentally uproots a stalk of grain in his hand, and as we said before, one is not allowed to cut chadash before the Omer, and so he better replant this really quickly before the Omer. What does he do? Harei ze shoyse b'makom atina, he should quickly replant it in a very moist spot so that it takes root, zayin ha'beis on top, avo lo b'makom agrid, but not in a dry spot because it's going to take much longer for it to take root. Now, why are we dafka saying the 13th in the braisa? Because harei kan shloisha asar v'arba asar v'chamisha asar, we have the 13th, 14th, and 15th of Nisan, umitzuyem kekuloi, and part of the day is like the whole day. Namely, since the braisa told us that he was weeding his field on the 13th and that he accidentally uprooted some grain and he has to quickly replant it so it could take root before the Omer, that tells us that it has to take root before Ketsira Sa'omer, because the Omer is cut the night of the 16th and he only has 3 days from now till the night of the 16th. He has a 13th, 14th, and 15th, and that's what the Gemara just emphasizes, umitzuyem kekuloi, even though he's currently holding on the 13th, we could count part of the day as the whole day, so it's like he has 3 full days for it to take root. That's clearly right for this version of Rabbi Yonah. The only something that took root before the Karban Omer was cut is matured by the Omer. Now we go on to the other Shita on Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says, Milsa de Ravina Messiah Ali. The following member of Ravina is a raya for me. Dom Ravina, Ravina understands our brayso that we just quoted as a raya for Rabbi Yonah as follows. Tiftar Kadamas Nisa, we have to explain this brayso as referring to b'makom shnagu shaloi lasis malacha bar ba'asar, talking about a place where the minig is not to do any work on the 14th of Nisan. And that's the only reason why the Braisa said that he was weeding his field on the 13th, because he's simply in a place that on the 14th we're not allowed to do work. And therefore there's no raya from there that the reason why we're saying the 13th is because we have to have 3 days for it to take root before Katsira Sa'imer. It's just a technical thing. It doesn't need to have 3 days to take root before Katsira Sa'imer. It just needs to take root before Hava Sa'imer, like Shitas Reb Yaisi. And again, the only reason why I mentioned the 13th is because he simply couldn't do work on the 14th. Right away we suggest that maybe this is not a good answer, because we ask, Aval Makam Shagu Lasas Malacha Bar Basar, even if it's a place that one is allowed to do work on the 14th, Loi Betalush, isn't that only with detached produce, Shama B'Mechubar? You think that the heter is to do work with Mechubar, produce that's attached to the ground? Even if it's a place that you're allowed to do work on the 14th, you're not allowed to do work with detached produce, and so this is not a Raya. However, the Gemara says it's not true. Ashkech Tani was found taught in the Braisa, Makam Shagu Lasas Malacha Betalush, if it's a place where they have the minug to do work Erev Pesach on the 14th with stuff that's detached from the ground, Oisen Afil B'Mechubar, they're allowed to do work even with produce that's attached to the ground. So once again, according to Ravina's understanding of the Braisa, we have a Raya for Rabbi Yossi, namely, like we had just said, the only reason why the Braisa mentioned that he was weeding on the 13th is because he wasn't allowed to weed on the 14th, but if he was allowed to technically, then he still would be able to replant this stalk that he accidentally took out of the ground, because it takes 3 days for it to take root, and that 3 days would bring him to the day of the bringing of the Omer, not to the day of Kitsiras HaOmer, and so that's a Raya for Rabbi Yossi, not like Rabbi Yaino. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.